In the coming weeks, as the primary swing to the South and West, immigration will play a growing role in the drama of presidential politics. The candidates will be proposing immigration policies in an effort to capture the voters' fancy. But before any of our would-be presidents has the opportunity actually to set immigration policy, I'd like for them to visit me in the barrio where I live in East San Jose. When Americans talk about immigration, too much of the conversation is driven by fear. We are afraid that newcomers will hurt our economy by taking advantage of too many American social services. We are afraid of balkanization, afraid that we might be foreigners in our own land as more and more people speak languages other than English. Looking at the demographics of my neighborhood, one might think that it would be a place where such fears are realized, but it is not. My barrio is a wonderful place to live, and I'd like for immigration policy to reflect not what we fear, but what is beautiful and hopeful in immigrant communities. People in my neighborhood come with and without permission from all over Latin America and Asia, but the dominant culture is Mexican. Most of the businesses cater to those who speak Spanish. The Catholic Church across the way from my home is named in honor of Mexico's patron saint, Our Lady of Guadalupe. From its sanctuary on most Saturdays, mariachis serenade brides and grooms and girls on their 15th birthdays. On cold evenings, if you're lucky, you can find a street vendor who sells fresh churros, and the tacos are proof of God's abiding love for humanity. My neighborhood isn't perfect. The schools are subpar, and we have a graffiti problem. But people get along where I live as well as they do anywhere. There is a solid work ethic in the community. Small businesses are thriving. My neighborhood is not a scary place. The future it represents is a bright one. I realize that my experience living among immigrants in East San Jose doesn't tell the whole immigration story, but it tells an important part of the story, and everyone running for president should come and see how good life can be in a community of immigrants, preferably while eating tacos and with mariachi music from a nearby quinceañera dancing through this very American barrio. With a perspective, I'm Ben Daniel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.